right. Go over now to the action agenda. Have public comments? Anyone would like to speak? Okay. Thank you all very much. Minutes of March 14, 2012.
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you. Local Assistance Division, Ms. DeBrule.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I've got one project for you this month. It's a request that came to us from the City of Virginia Beach. They've requested $482,000 to be allocated from the Economic Development Access Program to extend Progress Lane in their London Bridge Industrial Park to serve an expansion of a facility owned by IMS Gear of Virginia. And that represents a financial commitment to that park of $35 million. So it's a good project, and we recommend your approval.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you. Right of way, Mr. Bennett.
Yes, sir. I have two limited access requests. The first is in the city of Portsmouth. It's in connection with the interchange at the downtown tunnel on Interstate Route 264. This is actually to allow for a second access road from the new courthouse complex to cross through and over top of the tunnels. It's been reviewed by VDOT and recommended.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval. Anything for Portsmouth to make them happy, I move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed.
My second is actually a project related. It's with the Route 1 123 interchange in Prince William County. The board had approved a new interchange concept for that, and now we're proposing to adjust the limited access limits to conform with that design.
Chairman, I move approval.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you. Programming Division.
Good afternoon. I have two items for you. The first one is additions to projects to the 12 through 17 six-year program. There are four projects that we request your approval to amend to the current program.
Move the approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you.
The second item is our monthly transfer report. I will point out that based on the previous discussion on page 2, row G is the transfer of the $50 million for Garvey's for downtown Midtown. The other projects are our normal transfers where we're moving surplus funds on closed out projects and moving them to other active projects or to balance entries, and request your approval.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Transportation and Mobility Planning. Mr. Minnell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, members of the board. Before you for your consideration is a draft resolution authorizing Commissioner Worley to enter into a memorandum of understanding with West Virginia DOT and Maryland State Highway Administration to conduct a study on the Route 340 corridor in the very northern portion of Loudoun County. Route 340 dips into Loudoun for approximately a little over half a mile and is of great concern to West Virginia DOT. It's a two-lane highway that carries almost 27,000 vehicles a day. They're very interested in the signalized intersection that is in Virginia and operational improvements. West Virginia DOT will be paying for the study in its entirety, and they're just asking for Maryland and Virginia to participate in the study.
Mr. Chairman, may I say I hope this is the first of many of these types of memorandums between three states. There's a huge set of traffic problems that involve Loudoun and West Virginia and Maryland right there, and I hope this will lead to more of that. And with that having been said, I'd like to move the approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Financial planning, Mr. Lawson. Does anybody have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ms. Lawson, excellent job.
Thank you.
Scheduling and contracting.
Who is it? Don Sills?
Good afternoon, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Kakamas is at the Road Builders Conference today, so he asked that I present the projects. I bring before you six projects today, one from the February 1st letting, five from the March 28th letting, valued at about $47 million. All represent good value. We're recommending all for award, and I'm prepared to answer any questions if you have any about what's on the ballot.
Move to approve.
A second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Excellent.
Mr. Thanks. Chairman,
yes.
Minor point, would it be possible for them to present this in such a way that you don't have to stand on your head to read it?
You can turn them.
Yeah, we'll see.
Wait a second. How many years have you been on this board and you're just asking that now?
Mr. Bowie?
There is a button that
if you left click, you'll get a menu that says right click, you get a menu that says rotate clockwise, and that'll help you from standing on your head.
I must have missed school that day.
it was a later course.
Later course, yeah.
Okay, is there any new business?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Ms. Garzowski.
As per a conversation we had, I was requesting an update on the 95 tolling. Yeah. I believe you said that's in the schedule.
Yeah, I think we were planning on it in May.
Yes, update on the 95 tolling. We can do that in May.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Could you give us a very brief update on our meeting that we're going to be traveling to?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny you should ask that question. Yeah. We're just so happy to check your forms. May 14th through 16th, we right now intend to go to Abington. We then get there on the 14th, the evening of the 14th, 15th. We're going to be going to see various projects that we're sponsoring.
We will. Okay. You want me to add a little bit to that? Have some helicopter available that will take us to Buchanan County to be able to look at the Coalfields Expressway and the Hawk's Nest section of that CFX. We'll also get a chance to fly over what will be the tallest bridge in the state of Virginia that's under construction at on the Kentucky-Virginia line at the Brakes Interstate Park, and we probably will land there on Hawk's Nest, the 2 miles that's built out of that coal operation that went on there in Buchanan County, and be able to visit the proposed site where you'll see the new airport access road and be able to see the proposed improved site for the airport, and then take a trip across Route 83 that will have a project in the plan that's ready to go to bid, I think, this fall, with it, Charlie? Ready to go to bid. We'll be lowering the gap of a mountain for about a mile and improving the access to this development area. Travel on to the town of Grundy to look at the Grundy relocation project, and then back to Abingdon, where you will go to I think a tour maybe of the Bristol Motor Speedway.
All right.
And then from there on over to cocktail party at Heartwood. From there then to Muffet, Washington Inn, where we should have been. Jim, you want to add?
I think you pretty well covered it. We've got two helicopters lined up and a third one
probably.
And there'll be a helicopter flying over and a little bit of riding on a bus. The Heartwood that you'll be visiting, where James and I are going to have a cocktail reception, is a very interesting place that represents 19 counties and all of the crafts, and a lot of, I don't know what you think about country music, but it's on display there. I think you'll find very interesting, finest quality crafts I've ever seen in one place. There'll be a short tour of the Heartwood, and then we'll have the cocktail reception there. From there, go on up to Martha Washington for dinner.
Is there room on the plane to bring back purchases?
Beg your pardon?
If we want to purchase something, is there room on the plane coming back?
Anything in the Heartwood can be purchased.
for dinner reservations on the night before, there's
Carol has provided a list of six. I would recommend the first one or House on Main. The first two are real good. I know the rest of them are good as well, but these stand out in my mind as two extra wrestlers.
So, well, first of all, I appreciate the members helping put this together, and particularly the air issue, because unlike when we were in Portsmouth, where pretty much everything was reachable by bus, you got to do some traveling out there by car or have some alternative forms of transportation. So we're going to try to cover as much ground as we can to see as many projects that you all are funding, the VDOT and the other agencies are involved with. So appreciate all the work that's gone into this, and so we will be doing it. And everyone get ready for, I think it's going to be a great trip. If it is bad weather, we'll obviously have to figure out something else, how we're going to pull this off. But it's never bad weather out in beautiful Southwest Virginia. So,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I just got a couple questions. What do we have, what would you say is in the pipeline now from the infrastructure bank? Is there one project in particular or two?
Well, we have the 150, and then we have another one that's about $80 million. That's hanging right now.
What are they, essentially, real briefly?
Well, Dominion Boulevard is one. Then we have this Gloucester slash, what is it, Gloucester?
Is that Route 28?
Pacific, right? Is it Pacific? Yeah,
yeah,
parallels 28, Route 7.
Okay. And that would be funded by tolls?
No.
So this is a loan?
Yeah, this would be a pure loan paid back by localities and province.
Okay. Some of us also in the rural areas, we're talking about an issue that's come up, and I've talked to Rick about that. There doesn't seem to be a clear policy on what is done with fencing on limited access roads with VDOT controls. And some of the folks in the agricultural industry are interested in that because of the cows get out, the livestock. If we could put that on the agenda, especially when we're down in the rural area, as part of the workshop, just to get a briefing on policy or what policy should be about who's going to repair these fences that are on our right-of-way on limited access roads. Because we're getting calls saying, you know, these things are deteriorating. VDOT, why don't you fix them or our cows are going to get out in the road. And we have no clear-cut policy. Now, I know you all in the urban areas probably think this is kind of funny, but agriculture is still a major industry in the Commonwealth, and we could put that on the agenda. I'd appreciate it.
Mr. Rich, I would personally enjoy hearing about cows.
Right.
And tolls. I think that to me,
a cow when it comes to
exactly.
That sounds like a nice break of pace.
Methane on the cows.
Okay, and with that, we are not adjourning because the at-large members have to get together and talk about enhancement grants. So thank you all very much for being here, and we will see you next month in beautiful Abbey.